Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, King of OX.
Good morning. Happy glorious weather Friday out there, John Hancock.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all.
Couldn't afford to live here if it was like this the entire year, could we?
No, but the traffic's not bad.
Hey, we're going to start off right away with a guest talking about the governor's proposal as it relates to the income tax.
We are indeed. Joining us right now in the celebrity guest line is Aaron Hedlund. He's a member of President Trump's Council of Economic Advisors, and he joins us this morning. Aaron, welcome to KMOX. And Missouri contemplating eliminating the state income tax. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, great to join you. And I'd say it's a generational opportunity and also a practical plan. Because the reality is, if you look at Missouri's economic performance over the past 25 years, much of that time we've been bottom 10. So this policy is all about growing the pie. And the income tax is unfortunately the most damaging type of tax you can have because it punishes productivity, it punishes innovation, punishes business expansion. So the White House Council of Economic Advisors, we actually released a report back in January that found that if Missouri were to do this, the average worker would see their paycheck grow by nearly $3,000. And that's not because less tax is coming out, although that's true too. It's because literally they'd be getting paid more because we'd be a more economically prosperous state.
And, you know, if you look across the country, there's a number of states that have eliminated their state income tax. And to every single one of them has benefited. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. I mean, we're basically left in the dust when you compare to states like Texas, states like Florida. Actually, like Tennessee is the best comparison because sometimes people will shrug off Florida and say, oh, it's got beaches or Texas has oil. You know, those are somewhat unfair comparisons. But Tennessee, really, you can't do that. And 70% more Missourians move to Tennessee than the other way around. So the reality is people are voting with their feet. And if we want to make sure that Missouri is a state where families can start and grow and people can start and kind of have their whole career here, this is the sort of policy we need to do.
Less than a decade ago, our neighbors to the west, Kansas, implemented this strategy of doing away with the state income tax. The Republicans passed it and in a couple of short years wound up reimposing it. How is this going to be different than the experiment that Kansas had?
Yeah, similar goals, totally different roadmaps to get there. So when Kansas did this, first of all, they did it by creating a big loophole. They allowed some income to be taxed at zero and some not to be taxed at zero. So it kind of created this gamesmanship situation. They also didn't control their budget at all. So it was kind of like a flying blind seeing what would happen. What makes this plan, Missouri's plan, way more practical than that is it's based on revenue triggers. It says that we're going to limit how fast government can grow because, unfortunately, government has been growing in Missouri at more than twice the rate of inflation. So it kind of puts a limit on that and says that as revenues grow, we're going to tick down the income tax rate. So getting a budgetary hole is literally an impossibility from this particular plan.
Our guest is Aaron Hedlund. He's a member of the White House Council of Economic Advisors talking about Missouri's proposal to eliminate the state income tax. Opponents of this reform, Aaron, would argue that the imposition of sales taxes to replace the revenue is going to be harmful for middle income taxpayers. Is that true?
No, I'd say there's a couple of key things. First of all, nothing automatically changes the sales tax at all. What it does is it authorizes the legislature to replace some of the income tax revenue with some very, very strong protections for people. Number one, every single dollar of new sales tax revenue that would come in would have to be offset by at least a dollar of income tax reductions. Moreover, at the local level, you would also be getting local sales tax rate reductions or local property tax reductions. So it's a very strong protection. Jefferson City could not spend any increases. secondly, it's not about, you know, if they do change the sales tax, it wouldn't be about raising the rate. It would be about having a fairer base to the sales tax. Because right now, the sales tax base is entirely on goods, which low-income people disproportionately spend their money on. Meanwhile, wealthy people who spend a lot of money on services, that doesn't get taxed by the sales tax. So that's why that the core proposal here is one where the overall tax burden is lower, it's fairer, and the economic pie gets bigger.
Our last question, are other states in the same kind of position as Missouri where they're considering getting rid of the state income tax?
Absolutely. Now, I think if we do this, this would push us to the front of the pack because it's a very, again, very practical but bold proposal. But people are nipping at our heels. If we do not take action, then unfortunately, we're going to places like Arkansas. I mean, Tennessee's already ahead of us. And Mississippi has also been very aggressive on this front. So this is about competing and winning. And this is a huge opportunity for the state.
That's Aaron Hedlund. He's with the White House Council on Taxes. Thanks so much for taking some time to visit with us today. John Hancock, we're going to step aside. When we come back, I got some things to say about what we just heard.
You got some thoughts.
Stay tuned. It's Hancock and Kelly right here on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. John, last night was a night out on the town for you, huh?
Well, not on the town. I was in the house.
What was going on?
Well, my lovely wife.
Yes. St. George Ann.
Yes. Celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some of her very closest friends and then our whole family. John Jr., the NFL insider, was in town.
Oh, yeah.
And both of the grandkids. And so we had a celebration at the house.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Good for her.
Yes.
Georgianne, what, 41 years old this year? Congratulations. Happy birthday, Georgianne.
She's still younger than I am.
Okay, let's talk about this. So we just heard one of the things the Economic Council of Advisors or whatever the heck he was with the White House, who was shilling for the getting rid of the income tax in the state of Missouri, said government's been growing at a rapid pace in Missouri over the last couple of decades. John Hancock, who has been running government for the last 20 years in Missouri?
It's actually been in the last 5 years.
Okay, who's been running government in the last 5 years?
Well, Republicans have. And Republicans, look, I'm not going to defend spending by the Republican Party. It's been out of control in Congress. It's been out of control in the state. And much of it, much of the recent spending spree is a result of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you saw was a pretty massive expansion of the size of state government in recent years.
Brought to you by Missouri Republicans.
Well, look, if you're thinking the Democrats are going to be a help in curbing spending,
you're irrelevant
wrong.
In Jefferson City.
You are.
No, I love to hear about Republicans. The Democrats are growing government. They're raising taxes, blah, blah, blah. You've been cutting taxes for 20 years.
No, we haven't increased
population in this state.
Well, we have not.
Now you have this convoluted process. What was interesting to me is he kept saying that there is a plan that makes this different in Kansas.
Yes.
Well, exactly how is that plan executed? Because they still haven't told us how they're going to replace the revenue, whether it's going to be sales tax, raise on services.
Tax.
No. That's you just hypothesizing.
No.
There's nothing written out
taxes.
In this plan as to what we're going to do. No, it could be a raise in property taxes.
No,
it could be a
raise
in
property
fees.
Taxes.
It could be a raising use taxes that could take place.
I will grant you this. That because the plan hasn't been spelled out, people like you, Kelly, can take every boogeyman imaginable and apply it to this. The income tax is going to be replaced over a period of 5 years with sales tax and cuts in government spending.
Oh, how are we not supposed to think the worst when we have, as we just admitted, that Republicans are growing the size of government? There's an admission that, no, they haven't laid out what the plan's going to look like. And then you're upset with me, and those on the right are upset with me for pointing out simple things that could happen as a result of this. If they're not going to happen, why aren't they in the plan?
Well, I think what you will see, this thing's going to be on the ballot either in August or November. I think you're going to see the replacement revenue plans put forth for the voters, because so they can make an informed decision at the ballot box. What? But getting rid of the state income tax, getting rid of an income tax, is going to put more money in the pockets of all of us. And as we know empirically from the 11 states that have no state income tax, economic growth is going to ensue.
All right. So one of the things that I've always seen when Republicans are out advocating for cutting of taxes, one of the biggest groups out there supporting them are business groups, the Missouri Chamber, lots of these types of business groups. Well, because there's not a plan that's laid out here as to how this revenue is going to replace, a lot of the business groups are sitting on the sidelines. You all are arguing that this is going to bring commerce and opportunity to the state of Missouri. Why wouldn't the Chamber of Commerce be leading this charge? I'll tell you why, John. Because you're going to be raising taxes on businesses that currently exist in the state of Missouri, imposing new taxes on them, and they're fearful as to what this is going to look like without a plan. Now, I've already... Go ahead.
Raising the sales tax is not a tax on businesses. You know, it just isn't. And
but taxes on goods and services are.
No.
If you're a business and all of a sudden you have a law firm that you utilize, your prices are going to go up because now you're going to be using that law firm and paying on it.
You are correct about that.
If you're buying toilet paper for your business, some of the biggest businesses here in town, now that stuff's all going to get increased. The reason I use those is one is a big business expense and the other one is a big business and regular person expense. And this is all just up in the air. We're being told, hey, let's jump off a cliff into this pool of water that we don't know how deep it is. We're going to hope everything's okay, and it's going to be different than Kansas, Kelly.
Well, it is, because we are phasing it out. And this is going to net-net, whatever is done with the sales tax and service taxes, whatever is done with that, net-net, the average Missourian is going to come out substantially ahead in terms of the amount of money they spend. And let's not forget that the sales tax, our second largest industry in this state, is tourism. And so a significant chunk of sales taxes are paid by non-Missouri residents. Zero income tax in Missouri is paid by non-Missouri residents.
What's our number one industry in the state of Missouri?
Agriculture.
And what are they going to do on taxes related to agriculture?
I think agriculture, and there's a couple of things that are exempt from.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to say our number one industry, we're going to exempt that. Our number two industry, that's going to replace what our number one industry is going to do, plus all the other manufacturers and stuff who are going to see increased taxes of this. Do you get how the argument doesn't add up?
No.
By the time this is over,
it completely
all the big
adds
special
up.
Interests are going to get exempted. Who's going to be paying for this are regular people, seniors right now.
Regular people
who are exempt from this
regular
are not going to be exempt from this.
Regular,
they're going to see costs increase.
Regular people are going to pay less taxes to the state of Missouri under this plan than they currently pay. That's what is accurate.
I hope that we're going to see this experiment play out here. We're going to watch the Republican Party try to pass something, get rejected by the voters again.
That's going to
And hopefully they'll learn their lesson. That's
it's
my good
pass.
Pal, John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We're going to stick around for the Chris and Amy show, aren't we?
Yeah, without Amy.
Yep, after this on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.